Mike Spofford and Larry McCarron coming to you from Canton, where tonight Brett Favre was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And certainly, Mike, Brett's speech was the highlight of the night.
No question about it, and he couldn't have given a more touching tribute to his father, talking about the flight with his wife back from Oakland after that memorable game in 2003, the night after his dad died. That was the first time that Brett thought about going into the Hall of Fame when Deanna mentioned, you know, your dad would have wanted to introduce you. And he just went on to tell the story and how that stuck with him for so long, and he really made his dad proud up there on that stage tonight.
Sticking with that theme, another really meaningful point Brett made was when he was talking about when he was in high school, and he overheard Irvin talking about him, and he was coming off a poor game, and his dad was saying to the other coaches, and his dad didn't know Brett was listening, that
right.
he will redeem himself. I know my son, and he will get it done. And Brett finishing that thought with, and I spent the rest of my life trying to redeem myself. What a moving moment, huh?
Yeah, no question about it. It couldn't have been more emotional. He struggled to get through it at times, obviously, certainly understandable in that way. But that was Brett. His emotions were on his sleeve all the time on the field, and his emotions were on his sleeve in that roughly half-hour speech tonight.
Mike, another remarkable performance by the Packer Nation tonight in this arena, huh?
No kidding, huh? The Go Pack Goes were right from the beginning when the former Packer Hall of Famers being introduced at the start of the evening, and then, you know, Brett giving his tribute to the fans after he had spoken and given thanks to so many of the people who had helped make his career, but the fans were right up there too.
Of course, folks, there's a game coming up tomorrow, so keep it right here on Packers.com, and I'll leave you with a cute story about Ron Wolf. He's getting on the convertible this morning to go through the Hall of Fame parade through downtown Canton. And I was just kind of talking to him a little bit, and I noticed he wasn't wearing his Hall of Fame ring. I mean, they get these beautiful rings. I mean, yeah. And there's only these guys, a little over 300 people in the universe that have Hall of Fame rings. And
right.
I said, Ron, where is your Hall of Fame ring? And Ron goes, I'm not a jewelry guy. Right, not a jewelry guy. It's your Hall of Fame ring. Anyway, that's Ron Wolf. So we'll talk to you later.